Good morning. Good to see the family. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we're your kids. And in Jesus' name, we come to you this morning. Lord, we want to hear what you have for us. We need your help to get your word into our hearts in these dark days, even more. Holy Spirit, have your way. Powerfully, mightily. Let the atmosphere of this building be permeated with your presence. Let the supernatural aspect of all you are, Lord Jesus, work in this place and among us and in us today. Lord, help us to fall more in love with you than we've ever been. And allow you not only to work in us, but through us. I thank you, Lord, for your grace to us, your favor, your ability to us and through us in our lives. Lord, we love you and we give this time, this word to you today. Multiply it in us. Let it grow deep, entrenched, implanted. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to read this testimony to you. I got this on the emails this week. I wanted to share this with you. It says, "Dear Pastor Mike, didn't get a chance to tell you, last Monday when I was in Costco, I asked God to make it very clear who he wanted me to talk to in there. Ended up ministering, praying, and leading a woman named Carol to Christ. It was so easy. She watches Andrew on TV. It was a total God setup. Teresa heard the Lord that morning and told her to remind me to wear my CityQuake band as a reminder. She then prayed that it would be easy for me. Praise God, I'm finally more confident to approach people. I love being an ambassador for Christ. Thank you for all your wonderful teaching. I will continue every day to bring people to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Also, I did give her our church card with my name and phone number to disciple her." That's what it's about. Love, Michelle. That cool? That's what this is about. We have an evangelism class that's been going on. It wasn't today, but normally. Teaching how to evangelize. And, of course, discipleship is very much a part of this. And we have several in here who have become the evangelist that really God made us to be. All of us are supposed to be there. This isn't only one or two, but it's all of us to be able to share the gospel.
Yes, yes.
This message, this nearly too good to be true message that we have, is too difficult to contain for us alone. And in the darkness that we live in today, and it's an extreme darkness that's getting darker, and it will continue, as we live in this today, the necessity of reaching those around us who are on that wide road to eternal destruction with no hope other than Jesus right now. Man, we need to do something. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need to share Jesus with them. So we're teaching people how to do this. I'm going to have Ifoma, who's not here today, teach her class and put it on the YouTube channel. By the way, our YouTube channel is going to continue to grow and increase. We're going to put testimonies on there so that you can hear. I mean, we've got a backlog of testimonies to share and film, and we're getting all that set up now. We purchased our equipment. We're gearing up with the people who are going to do this. So don't be surprised if you get requested, those of you who have written your testimonies down, if you get requested to be on a film, as long as you're okay to put it on YouTube till we get censored, that'd be great. That'd be awesome because you're going to touch lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I have something on my heart. I was asked last week a couple of things, and so we interrupt the series that we were on of called Mindset to bring you a special announcement today and a bulletin. I'd like to have a little Q&A about vaccine mandates. So we're going to do this first, okay? There's a lot of concern, a lot of questions. And how do we walk this through? We're a grace and faith teaching church. We teach healing, wholeness, health, deliverance, freedom, preservation, prosperity. We teach these things. They're ours. Righteousness, peace, joy. This is all ours. But when the enemy comes, what do you do? And that's what I want to talk about for a little bit. Do we have the microphone? Good. You may need to crank it up, as we talked about earlier. So let me explain to you. First, would you please, this is the prelude to the message today. If we get to the message, great. If we don't get to the message, great. We're going to do this today because I think it's that important. All right, to deal with these things and deal with how we walk this through. Turn to Galatians chapter 1, please. Galatians chapter 1, por favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I miss hearing Spanish. We are recording this, is that correct? This is going to be on the podcast. I don't know that we will put this on the videos because I really don't want people outside to see your faces. Mine's fine. I'm willing to go to jail. I've told you that before. But the rest of you, I'm here to protect you, okay?
Amen.
So, Galatians chapter 1, verse 3. Grace to you all, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's powerful. I read that. I was reading this last night. And I sat there and I wept. I just wept at the magnitude of what Jesus has done for us. For me. This is personal. But for me. I'm blown away still. All these years later. This is the gospel. Now a different gospel is being preached today. That has absolutely nothing to do with Jesus Christ and really the hope of the whole world. And this different gospel is, well, this different gospel is being preached from the world, and our government is part of that. It is the gospel of the New World Order, the gospel of the Great Reset. That was a good spot for an amen. Unless you're on an island someplace, you know these things. The disregard for individual rights is getting less. And I'm telling you that this is going to continue. The country is getting worse daily. This is going to continue. We're on that spiral down. We're there. I don't know if you remember, but I spent weeks last spring and summer doing what the Lord told me to do, and that is to get you prepared. I told you that this was coming. And to get you prepared and how to go through this time. And if you don't remember what it was, I kept it on the website. I've asked that it be kept on the website so that you, that if you need to go back and get refreshed, please do that. Because I believe it is that important for us as believers. And I will tell you this too, that this is what the Lord, I believe the Lord has shown me, that the mega churches, which we're a part of an affiliation of, they're mega churches, big churches. But their effectiveness is not going to be anywhere near what the smaller churches are. Amen. Did you hear me? You think they can do more, they're bigger, they can outreach more, they can do more, they got more money, they got this, that, and the other thing. What the Lord spoke to me is that our church is one of those smaller churches where the effectiveness in the gospel, in the power of the Holy Spirit, is going to make changes, the kind of magnitude changes in the area and in people's lives that the big churches, the mega churches, they will not do. Thank you, Lord. We're part of that small group. Thank you, Lord. We're on this. This is the Lord's design for us. This is why the Lord has had me really warn and work with you and teach this for now. Because we have to be ready. See, the reality of what I've been telling you is here. And whether you like it or not, I mean, there's no waiting, right, anymore. It's here. It's really happening, and we're going, ah! How do you think the disciples of the first century felt when persecution was by Nero was there, or you know, the cities rose up in hatred against the believers because, hey, they're taking people away from their demon gods, you know, and on and on and on. And bringing them to the reality of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There is a real, it's a real conspiracy, not a theory, but it's a real conspiracy by the satanic antichrist spirit to take over everything. It's in progress. There will be immoral laws. There will be more immoral laws made. There's more coming. And moral choices and matters of conscience are going to be and are right now a fact of life and going to continue based on what's coming. The government cannot legally institute throughout the country the vaccine mandates. They can't do it by law. But the government is using businesses to coerce people to get the corona vaccine. You know, I never told you the company I worked for. I used to work for a pharmaceutical company called Pfizer. And Pfizer, Park Davis in the past, and they make one of the vaccines. Do you know even they are not forcing their people to get the vaccines? Even they are not. But the government is pushing this agenda. Now, there's a reason behind this, and I want you to understand it. Using the businesses is accomplishing the agenda. The agenda is far bigger than just a vaccine. Okay? I want you to understand the vaccines are not the mark of the beast. If you have any questions on this, I'm here to tell you clearly, vaccines are not the mark of the beast. When the mark of the beast does come, you will know it. You will be absolutely clear. It will require your allegiance to the beast. It will require your denial, literal denial of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, that hasn't happened yet.
Not yet.
Okay? So, don't worry. The vaccine is not the mark of the beast. All right, Tom, would you hand out the microphone, please? What I'd like to do right now is, I've been asked, by several, what do we do here? Facing this in their workplace, where the workplace is forcing them to get a vaccine or be terminated. Lose their jobs. What do we do? Who has questions? I want to hear your questions. I want to hear your concerns. I want you to be able to voice this. This is a safe place. Yes, it's going to go on the podcast, but they won't have your name. People are thinking the same things that you are. Can I see a hand, Victoria? Thank you, Tommy. You got to run today. Okay, Victoria, and loudly, please.
Okay. So, in November of last year, I had a dream. And in that dream, I saw concerning the vaccination was coming and it will be mandated.
Yep.
Now, when it came and I expressed it, I was concerned because I was also doing my research being in the medical field.
Yep.
So I see a lot of adverse effect,
yep,
especially when it relates to females. So that is why, that's my hesitancy. I'm kind of really concerned about it.
Thank you. What else? What other questions, concerns do we have? Can we be honest here? I want this church to be real. Okay? This is not coming here and hide out. But this is, let's be real. Anthony?
I've probably done too much research. And
up here.
I've probably done too much research and listened to a lot of stuff and read a lot of stuff about this. And from what I can see is that it coagulates people's blood. And, when after you get the shot, from what I understand, it'll actually coagulate your blood where you have microclots going throughout. And if you're really weak or your immune system can't deal with it, however that works, then some people have been dying from heart attacks. Kids have died from heart attacks. I heard of a mom, she breastfed her baby and then the baby died.
Okay, now give me your concern.
Well, those are my concerns. I'm worried about it. I don't want to deal with it,
Okay, that's what I needed to hear. Just a minute, Kitty, you're next.
Our son he works at U of M Hospital in Ann Arbor here. He's a supervisor of the periop techs. And he basically got told the other day, get the shot or lose your job. Or if he doesn't get the shot, then what they would do every week when he comes in, once a week, that he would have to be tested for COVID. But it was made very clear to him that he either get the shot or he lose his job. He got the first set, the first one, but he's, I'm concerned about him. I mean, I've taken it all to God. I mean, because I know I've read all the things that Anthony has. I even read about a woman who had got the second shot and she wound up losing her arms and her legs. So, but I mean, I'm trying to encourage him and help him along, but even on the bottom of the paper they gave him, it said that it is not FDA approved.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Joe.
The only concern I have is, do we or do we not join in the class action suits that are and are going to continue to show up as long as they try to mandate this thing?
Good question. Brad?
So the only up here.
My concern is that part of like ever advancing sciences is a powerful transhumanism effort. So transhumanism is that we'll no longer be humans in the future. You'll be embedded with technologies, you know, nanotechnologies, ways that your brain will communicate with your cell phone, etc. All those are already, you know, tested and being planned. But the problem that I have with this vaccine and my concern is this just Satan's another way of Satan encouraging, you know, scientists and doctors to disrupt or change or pervert the human genome? Because an mRNA is actually a code. It's a pharmaceutically made genetic coding that's a messenger RNA code that actually continuously, it's irreversible, tells your DNA how to create parts of the virus. So I saw it as another step towards perverting the God's creation.
Okay. Dan, make it quick.
My daughter is a clinical psychologist. She works in Lansing. And to be effective in her job, she was told, if you're going to communicate with these people, you have to have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
She's being forced, but she did not want that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do we do about that?
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Josh? It's time we got all this out in the open.
So for one thing, if you have already had the coronavirus at one point in your life, then you get that shot. It's also been proven that it does not help you. So that's important. And the other thing is I'm American, so if I stand for the rights of those who are getting something forced on them illegally, then I believe the right answer is to stand for those people, whether they have the faith to believe as we do or not. Because obviously we believe we can drink poison, right, and deadly thing. No deadly thing can harm you. So we have that, but there are many that don't. Mm-hmm. So
good. Good. David? You're getting younger and you can do this easier.
So I echo what Josh
David,
just said.
To me. I don't want you on the film.
I echo what Josh just said because my employer is requiring me to get vaccinated or else. And I'm looking for whatever organization that will help me stand against this. Because what I'd like to say to the face of my employer is, do you value me as a person or do you value this vaccine more? I've had coronavirus, still here.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a doctor to prove to me that I'm a threat to society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to submit to an antibody test, and I want a doctor to tell me that I'm a liar.
Mm-hmm.
So, because that's what he's calling me now without saying so much,
mm-hmm.
is I'm a threat.
Mm-hmm. Teresa?
So I want to know, and I have asked the Lord, I'm asking this more for other people, what to do with the righteous anger that I feel, that women are being sterilized, children are being given this vaccine, which will interrupt, you know, I mean, we all have read.
Mm-hmm.
There's just multitude of lists of things that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the deception that's going on, I feel so flippin' angry. And the Lord has said one thing to me about that, and that is, do not let your passion for this stupid vaccine
Teresa,
outweigh my passion for Christ. So I have to lay it down, this anger.
Bingo.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway.
Somebody else in the back? Who was it? Na 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 na. Ma'am, what's your name?
Kate.
Kate? Yep. Pretty bold, Kate. Is this your first time here?
Yes.
Good.
It is. Well, I just want to say, boy, I've never
speak
used
up,
a,
Kate.
I've never used a mic before. Like
you have now.
Yes, praise God. Well, excuse my voice. I stand right now with the prophetic voices in America that are speaking of God's great reset.
Speak up a little bit.
I'm standing with the prophetic that talks of God's great reset and the incredible spiritual battle going on right now between darkness and the light. I am standing with that, but I do have many concerns right now about the vaccine. One of them, First of all, I think it's from a total false narrative that we've been fed. But my children have all taken it. They're grown mm-hmm. because they follow that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And they have varying levels of, you know, where they stand.
Speak into the mic.
They have varying levels of where they stand with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
One of them is a strong believer. The other two, it's a little different.
Okay.
So, you know, but I believe God, the Lord can undo, you know, what the vaccine hath done.
Okay.
He can undo that.
And your concern?
My concern is, what do we do? Well, A, my concern is, I'm going to blank out here. Well, for them, you know, prayers for them, how do we handle it if family members have okay. already had
it? How do you handle it with your family that's got it? Gotten the vaccines?
Yes, and I cautioned them about it, but it didn't do okay. any good.
And then the next concern? I wanna.
Well,
we gotta close this up because we gotta get
okay, I'm so
move
sorry.
On.
How to just deal with it at a place of employment like this gentleman over
Speak
here.
Speak up into the microphone.
Like this gentleman over here said, how to deal with it at a place of employment, because I think that's coming
yes.
to me also.
Absolutely. That's okay, good. Somebody else was in the back. Just a minute. Where? Blake.
It's my understanding that you tell your employer that it is my sincerely held religious belief that God heals all my sicknesses, all my diseases. There's so many verses in the Bible about it, and they have to make an accommodation for you.
Okay. Did you get that from an attorney? You did. You got it from an attorney. Okay. I'd like you to bring the name of that attorney, because I think we have some people that want to contact him. Okay? Thank you, Blake. Anybody else? Somebody that hasn't spoken. Patty? When you stand up, speak into the microphone.
I just would like to know what we do when they start coming to our door. I mean, what legally?
Say it again.
What do we do when they start coming to our door? Knocking and trying to get us to take the
vaccine. Okay, we'll talk about that. I don't need an answer right now. Jackie? Come on, everybody. This is a hornet's nest here. Speak
All right.
up.
It's not coming to my work yet, but there's a few people that are really nervous about it. So there is a lot of anxiety going on with people thinking that they're going to have to get this and they're going to have to quit their jobs and lose their income, which we don't want to do. There are people fighting behind the scenes that you might not know about, like the frontline doctors. Please make sure that you're supporting them, because there's a lot of people standing behind them, and that's all I have to say.
Okay. We have time for one more. Bob.
Yeah,
you got 1 minute, Bob.
I share all the concerns, but I think the bottom line for us is, how do we pray for those who persecute us? How Jesus was on the cross, and how did he love the folks who were driving the nails in his hand? And that's a tall order, you know, when my flesh wants to be angry and lash out at these folks, but the solution, I don't think, is in the physical realm, it's in the spiritual realm. So God's leading me to pray for those people in authority in Washington, in our employers, and anybody involved in this. We need to pray that God will reach into their hearts, bring them into the kingdom, and give them some common sense.
Okay. All right. Now, I think we've kind of covered the general arena of the concerns of what this is about. There's some fear. Is it real?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's for you?
Jesus.
Who's on your side?
Jesus.
Who made you more than a conqueror?
Jesus.
Who gave you everything that pertains to life and godliness?
Jesus.
Who made you the victor?
Jesus.
Who raised you from the dead?
Jesus.
Should I go on? You have to understand, we're in this world, but we are not of it. Our lives are hidden in Him. Period. Colossians 3:2. If you get caught up in what is going on, that is a part of the enemy's blanket agenda. It will make you ineffective in your own life and in what God has given you and what he's given you to do. He called us to, he says, I'm going to build my church and I do it through my body. We're in the reality of times that we're either going to get sucked into this stuff or we're going to march on and accomplish great things. We're going to know our God, as Daniel wrote prophetically of this time, and do great exploits. But fear comes from not knowing. Fear comes from the unknown. I don't know. Will I lose my comfortable life? Will I? Will I lose my paycheck? Will I be an outcast? Will I be ostracized? Will I? I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's coming in the United States. This is all the part of the preparation. The Lord gave this to me to do with you, and I know there are other pastors of smaller churches that are warning and preparing their people. This isn't happening in the big churches that I know of. This is for us, where the power of God is going to be moving. If you consider that we are like the Chinese church, the real church, that's where we are. And that's where we are now. We're entering into what they've been experiencing for decades now. It started under Mao. We're entering into that in the United States. Is it quite possible we will lose our comfortable lifestyle? Sure it is. Sorry. Is it possible we will go hungry? Yep. These things are coming. This is a reality. We have entered the zone. And I wish I could kid glove this with you, but I can't. You've got to be aware of what's going on. The vaccine mandates are only the first step. Yes. This is a minor step in the progression of the agenda of the satanic antichrist spirit. We know our government is going down the tubes. Yes. We know that. I'm sorry. But I know that I have a job to do that's greater than what this other stuff is. And that's where my focus is. Well, you can say that because you're the pastor. No, I say that as a believer, as a disciple of Jesus Christ. I reconciled this stuff in my mind a long time ago. I talked to Rosie about it last night or the night before, and I said, you know, it's quite possible we could lose our bank account, our house, our vehicles, our food, and go to jail. I've already told YouTube, and I've told Facebook, I'll go to jail because I'm going to tell the truth. That's been open for over a year now. I've made my decision. If it costs me here, it's a small price to pay for what Jesus has given me to do as a follower of him. Period. You're going to have to reconcile these things in your mind and your heart, because our American lifestyle is coming to an end. It just is. Amen. It just is. And it's hard to think about this and to think about what's happening and not be angry. And know that what's behind this is deceit, lies, and the pushing of an agenda that is ungodly and unrighteous, where we have no choice. We got brothers and sisters in Nigeria
North Korea, China, Iran, that are going through and have been going through this for a long time. The United States is the country to topple. We are it, because based on us, the rest of the world goes. This is what's happening. The vaccines and the mandates for the vaccines and the deceitful way of using businesses to coerce employees, force them to take the vaccine against their will or lose their job, is immoral. It's not illegal because it's not law. So, this is where we are. What do you do with your anger? Who are you angry at? You take it out on him. And you fight tooth and nail, being strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In all the ways that I've been speaking about in this series that we're in. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says, we have to remember this. Galatians 2 20 says, this is personal. I have been crucified with Christ. I'm dead. I am dead. It is no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God and what his faith accomplished for me, who loved me and gave himself for me. That is where we need to be. And that is the filter that we need to look through when we're facing this. Now, regarding the vaccine mandates, what do we do? Are there concerns with the physical aspect? First of all, I'm going to tell you that what you had mentioned about the FDA, Anthony, I am familiar with the FDA, working for Pfizer in the past. And I will tell you that the FDA is really not for you. Okay? If you think that the FDA is a godsend and a good thing, it is not. They are a political organization. They are moved by money. Sorry. Hate to burst your bubble. Vaccines. It's all about money. It's all about money. You've got to understand that the basis of this right now is about greed, power, and control. Do the vaccines work? Okay, no, wait a minute. I'm not getting a vaccine. Okay? And I'm not going to promote the vaccines. I know people that have gotten them, and I know people that haven't. You're going to face a matter of conscience now. Okay? If you get the vaccine, there's no condemnation. Get it in faith, because you can take deadly poison into your body, and it will not hurt you. If you do it in faith, not fear, but be led by the Holy Spirit. We teach how to hear God. Hear him. Did God put you in the job that you have now? Yes or no? Did he know this was coming? Of course he did. Does he have the answer for you? Get it from him. Don't spend your time spinning your wheels in the water here. Get the answer from the Lord and get his direction. If he says, don't worry about the vaccine, I got you covered, get it, because I want you to be a light in this terrible darkness. Because some of us are going to be lights in this terrible darkness in places where nobody else can go to reach people for the kingdom. This is our life. This is real. You see, these end times, these last days are not about, oh, we're going to get America back on track. We're going to pray. We're going to fast. We're going to seek God. And we're going to get America pulled out of this pit of garbage that we're wallowing in and being swallowed up by. We're going to get it out. We're going to rescue it so we can have our lives back. Now, I want to tell you that that is unbiblical. Whoa. That is not scriptural thinking. It is not a scriptural mindset. It is not a scriptural attitude. It is unbiblical. Because we have lost sight of who we are and why we're here. And what this is about. Revelation, I read it last week. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony and did not love their lives, unto death. We're facing this now, folks. Like it or not, the rest of a little whole lot of believers that are going to miss this. Many of them will be part of that great falling away because they're going to buy the lie. But not you. Not you. You are mighty warriors and victorious. So if the Lord leads you to stay where you're at, ask him, do I take the vaccine or do I fight it? Do I get an attorney? Do I find a class action suit? Blake's got the attorney's name. Whatever you do, I'm going to tell you whether you stay and get the vaccine, whether you get an attorney, whether you quit your job and go to another one you feel like the Lord's got for you. Eventually, the mandates are coming. They're coming. There's going to be a cost. No matter what you do, expect to pay a price. Now, we still have favor and God's grace is the same. It hasn't changed. But our lives and the externals of our lives have changed. And how we live and walk through our life doing God's business in our life and through our lives in him is what this is all about now. And that's where we are. If the Lord says to you, don't get the vaccine, stand and fight, make them fire you, then he's got another job for you. He's got another place for you to be. It'll be okay. Just seek him. It's moral decision time. And the last part of what I want to tell you is if this is where you want to draw the line and make your stand on this vaccine mandate, be sure you hear from the Lord, because bigger battles than this are coming. They're stacking up right now. Bigger battles, more serious battles, greater immoral laws are being built, crafted right now. Some of them are already done, just waiting to be voted on, and implemented. We're here. We are here. How are we going to live? We used to, it was kind of a funny thing in Bible school. I remember, how do you know somebody's a Christian? And they would tell the story about Russians. We can always go to the Russians, right? And under communism, which they do in China right now, huddled together, quiet in a basement, sharing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, worshiping under their breath, sharing the word under their breath. And a group of soldiers came in and said, we're going to kill you because you're Christians, you're believers in Jesus. Because that was illegal in Russia. So the leader of the military group said to this believing group, I'm going to give you one chance. Everybody that's not a believer, get out of here. We're going to kill the rest. Some of them left. And after they left, the soldiers closed the door and they put their guns down. And they said, this has really happened. As far as I know, this really did happen. They said, we are believers too. And we wanted to worship with true believers. Well, guess what? It's coming to a city and a neighborhood near you and me now. We're there. Do you want to make your stand on the vaccine right now? Or do you want to be in faith? Take this stupid vaccine with purpose in faith to be a light in the darkness. Or do you want to go and get an attorney or get in a class action suit? It's going to take time and money. I promise you that. And do you want to focus on that and be in that fight? What is the Lord leading you to do? Or do you want to quit and go on? But I'm telling you that this particular vaccine mandate is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. I'm trying to gear you up for what's coming. This is a demonic mess. Guess what, though? You've been given the victory. You have the wisdom of God in you. You've got the truth laid out in a book that covers every area of your life. You have choices to make, moral decisions to make, be led by the Holy Spirit. You cannot go wrong. And even if you make a mistake while you're seeking, God will get you back to where you need to be. You're not penalized, okay? All right. Well, I pray in Jesus' name, I've answered, or we've addressed where this goes, and my heart is that you have peace and that you stay in peace, that you be led by the Holy Spirit. I will leave you with this because this really applies now. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious and worried and afraid for nothing. But in everything that you face, by prayer and supplication, in tongues, in your understanding, relationally with the Lord, thanking Him, let your request be made known to God. To God. Not Facebook. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is where it's all at. It's never, I don't think, been more appropriate in our lives than right now. Can I read you one more? We're 4 minutes over. Bear with me then. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. This is written by the Holy Ghost through somebody that faced a lot more than what we have right now. No temptation, no test has overtaken you except such as common to man and woman. But God is faithful. God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted and tested beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, with the test, will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it and bear it well. Would you close your eyes? I'd really like to pray over all of you. Father, that's all right, Carmina. Thank you. Father God, mighty God, precious, wonderful, caring, loving, Creator, Father. In the name of Jesus, your firstborn, our Savior, our King, our righteousness, our peace, we come to you and we lay our hearts, our lives, our direction, our thinking before you. And we're asking you, Lord, to very clearly direct us that you, by your Holy Spirit, would speak so clearly to us, tune us up so that we hear beyond the media, beyond the reports, beyond the onslaught of the demonic, the proliferation of the evil, the spiraling down and loss of our country. But we, Lord, hear you and keep our eyes on you, Jesus, because we are of your kingdom first and foremost. And I ask you, Lord, for each of these, that your divine protection would surround them completely, that your favor go before them, be their rear guard, as they live out being gospel lights by your grace in this world from now on. You have made them soldiers and warriors powerfully. They are equipped and they are ready. And we are ready, Lord, to stand and do battle like never before. To walk this out in you, because we are dead and we live now our lives in you and by faith in you. Help us never forget this from now on. And Lord, as we go forward, I thank you for opening great doors of favor for each one in all kinds of areas. But they will hear you clearly in what you would have them do about this vaccine mandates, business, work, direction, all of it. For their sakes and for the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all. Thank you for hearing this. Praise God. Praise God.